Hey, welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the quick, fast, goofy, self-improvement podcast of awesome with a brand new intro.
I can't believe we have to redo the intro.
We lost our intro because we're not tech savvy here,
Dude, we're cool. We did like that 14 years ago.
I know.
I don't even remember what the podcast is about
at this point. Anyways. Dogs Are Smarter Than People is the podcast that helps you live a happier, quirkier life. I'm Carrie Jones, a New York Times and internationally best-selling novelist, and the guy with me is actually married to me.
For how long, we don't know.
But not much longer.
It's been a good run.
But this is my co-host, Sean Farrar. Join us as we start off with a random thought about the weirdness of life, and then we segue beautifully and smoothly into
dog advice? Dog tips?
Life advice. You've got this. You've got it too. Hey, welcome to our first dogs podcast.
The new year, right?
In the new year.
2023!
Okay, we sound so excited, don't we?
I'm kind of excited.
Actually. Are you?
Yeah, why not?
Well, why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because we made it through a whole nother year.
It was a difficult year.
Yeah, ups and downs.
But we have survived so far.
Yes, we have.
Into January 2023.
Oh, yeah.
And we hope you're surviving too. 3 whole days we made it. So yeah. Our random thought today is about from last year. And I mean, who doesn't want to start a podcast talking about a brawl?
Oh, that sounds like there's one going on in the background right now.
Yep, that's our dogs.
Pogie, leave it. Pogie
is trying to convince Sparty to play, and maybe that's what happened in this Waffle House in Texas. Maybe one customer was trying to convince another customer to play, right?
Maybe.
But anyways, there's a video on TMZ where customers at a Texas Waffle House, quote, decided to begin the road to WrestleMania before even WWE could, as a huge brawl broke out between the customers and the employees.
Is this the one where the lady threw the chair at the employee over the counter?
I feel like we're going to have a chair thrown right here in our house as our dogs.
Oh, it is. There's a picture.
Yeah, so anyways, there was like an argument. A female customer was mad at a person at the staff. The employee throws a plate from behind the counter at the Waffle House, and then everything goes bad. The customers are jumping over the counter. They're like landing on the employees. The employees start hitting the customers and each other, I think maybe. And one employee connected a few punches on the lady's head.
Yeah.
That original customer that they were arguing with, right? And then another one catches a chair in the middle of the air.
That's called midair. Keep going, baby.
There's no point, honestly. There's no point in this podcast.
But you know what? I saw that.
Or a marriage, honestly.
I saw that video, and she didn't catch it. She just stuck her arm out and deflected it like a boss. But
well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, nobody got really hurt.
You know.
But I kind of enjoy the fact
that. Look at that lady walking on the counter.
That's, like, so badass.
I wonder if they had to pay for their food.
I know.
See, there it is right there.
Oh, there's the chair.
She didn't catch it.
She deflected.
Unless that's a different Waffle House brawl.
I don't know. Do they have a lot of brawls at Waffle Houses?
There's a lot of shit that goes on at Waffle House, man.
Really? I don't really have an extensive Waffle House experience, being from the North.
Two or three times, right? I know we've been once, at least once together.
Yeah, because you're like, you have to go to a Waffle House. This is part of the South.
And well, I was like, next time we have to go at like 2 in the morning.
I liked it more than Cracker Barrel. And am I going to get haters now?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Because, like, Cracker Barrel.
You just dissed on Cracker Barrel. It's like every conservative in the world's coming for you now, baby.
I know, man. But Cracker Barrel just seemed fake, man.
Fake?
Yeah, it's like, hey, we're trying to be the South.
Of course it's fake.
But it wasn't really.
It's like Disney World.
No, because it wasn't fake. As happy as Disney World. Or as clean.
Cracker Barrel food always upsets my belly.
It always makes me sick.
I think it's got too much grease in it or something. I don't know.
There's something there that happens.
I mean, I do like the food. I love to go there and eat.
They had a really good.
And it's not
good
for the ambiance. It's just purely for the food.
I do like the Cracker Barrel cheesy hash browns
and the triangular golf tee game.
And that's my.
That's
main
the only reason
thing.
I go there.
Yeah, man, that makes sense. And they have a veggie plate. Which I like.
I'm sorry. Never, ever in my life have I gotten excited when I saw the word veggie plate.
Well, that's because you are you and I am I.
I mean, vegetables are good, but they're not that good. You shouldn't have to pay to go out and eat vegetables. Let's put it that way.
Oh, my word.
It's like paying for eggs at the Waffle House. Although eggs are apparently 50 cents a piece now at the grocery store.
Yeah, so that's not. Eggs are going to be gone soon. We need to get some chickens.
Can't have chickens here, baby.
We're going to break the law.
Are we?
Yes.
How's our little puppy going to handle that?
Well,
those chickens are going to die.
No, we'll get them a little enclosure.
Okay.
And unless the puppy learns parkour, it'll be all set. Puppy parkour.
She's pretty agile. We can turn our shed into a chicken coop.
Well, then we won't have to feed her that day. There, all good. So, hey, yeah, we're having a little discussion here about farting and belching, which is not really.
Well, Carrie claims that it's humanly possible to literally hold in a fart, and I
do it all the time.
I said that's why you're always so anxious and stressed.
And I said he's a jerk who doesn't love me. The end. We kind of spiraled out of control.
That's why I'm a happier being. I don't.
You are not happier than I am.
I don't hold toxic gas within my body.
I am happier than you are. You glower. I don't glower.
Okay. I don't glower at you very
yes,
often.
Yes, you do. And I say things like, please don't fart on me.
I intentionally pointed it the opposite direction.
You did not.
You didn't even. Okay, if I lean towards you, that means the opposite side of my butt came up.
Anyways.
You didn't even give me credit for that.
That's not what this podcast is about today.
What's it about?
It's about goal setting, but not really. It's about system building, which is more important than goal setting, right? So this guy, Curtis Pikes, has a great piece on Medium about how in our lives, especially around New Year's, we're all like, goal, goal, goal. I have a goal. This is my resolution, right?
Right.
But to achieve the things we want in life, he says, gleaning off of other people's research, is to create systems.
Okay.
So the first thing you think, like, what kind of life do you want? Well, the kind with good systems in it. But seriously, systems allow you to not just have a goal, but to actually move toward your goal. Don't fall asleep.
Oh, I'm not.
I feel like you're
I'm trying to concentrate.
All right. So Pike says that there are five steps to building a system, and those are just one. You say that. You can say it as a bullet point.
Basically. Oh, I can say define your want.
Yes. Number one. My want right now is for Sean to be helpful.
Define your want. Well, we're going to build a system and try to figure out how to make me more healthy.
Oh, dear God. Number
figure
two.
Figure out why. Figure out why you want this. Why do you want this, Carrie?
Because, honest to God, I'm tired of doing everything by myself and having to be the grown-up here. Number three.
Figure out the specific actions to get to that want.
And there's my problem. Because I cannot figure out how to get you to behave.
Create things.
Number four is
create things called implementation intentions.
You fancy. And number five is
look at the system and maybe tweak its butt.
Yeah, man, let's tweak its butt.
Every time I tweak your butt, I get yelled at.
Yeah, and every time you move your butt, there's a fart that comes out. So step one is just that you have to give yourself a daily win. And to do that, you have to figure out what you really want to achieve in that day, right?
Yeah.
Or in your life. So you can't just say, hey, I want to be a writer. You have to say, if it's true, that you want to be a New York Times bestselling writer. Or, like, figure out why you want to be a writer with, like, as many fans and copies sold as, like, a James Patterson or a J.K. Rowling or a Stephen King, right?
Is that every writer's desire?
No, some just want a Pulitzer or, like a Morrow or, like, a, they want a big award.
Oh, award winners, that's
yeah.
right. You got your money makers and your award winners.
And then sometimes you get both. So number two is you have to figure out the five reasons why you want that achievement. So like mine might...
Five reasons?
Yes.
Okay.
But it's not really five reasons. It's more like five why questions that build to the reason. Okay. So like mine might be, I really want to show people that Need wasn't my only series that could do well. But also, I'm into financial stability and not having to hustle all the time. And so then you ask yourself,
why do you want to do that?
To show people I have talent and also to not go bankrupt.
Why do you want to do that?
Because my self-esteem is apparently quite dependent on other people. And so like you're like, oh, wow, that's a big epiphany, right? And then you're like, oh, wait, what about the financial part? Why do you not want to go bankrupt? And then my answer would be, because food, shelter, and medical help are great, and because I feel responsible for my family. And then I ask myself,
why on earth do you feel responsible for your family?
Because that's what a responsible person does. They don't fart on their family members, but they do everything they can to ensure survival and kindness and happiness. But also because I, as a child, had to be responsible for my mom's happiness when I was growing up, and there were already so many financial stressors.
Scarred you for life.
Yeah, man. So next, step three, is you have to figure out how to get from where you are or who you are to who you want to become. Right? Yeah. So Pike says a lot of people have taken your path before, so you can often find out the steps other people took to get where that you're successful or where your goal is, right?
Yes.
But I think this is kind of a cop-out because not everybody's path is the same and not everybody's steps are the same and not everybody starts at the same place as like Jake. Like, I don't know. Not everybody is Ivanka Trump.
Right.
Or a Kardashian and right. starts out wealthy right. and then can just build on that wealth. Or a Musk, you know? Right. Like, so, but looking at other people's patterns, it does, and steps and goals can help you to see what they did.
Or even just give you some ideas.
Yeah. And then he calls this part implementation intentions. So this is basically the structure of how to get to your goals or your system, or as he says, quote,
they are commitments to perform an action at a specific time and location. You specify what you're going to do, when you're going to do it, and where.
So the structure for an implementation intention is as follows. I will
take this action
at
this given time
in
this particular location.
So he has examples such as,
I will train using calisthenics and weighted exercise for 1 hour every day, every weekday before work from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. at the gym.
Or,
I will write down what I buy and its price whenever I purchase something with Apple Pay.
That's kind of funny. Or,
I will create content for my Medium blog for 2 hours daily from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. in my home office.
And then finally, his final step five is just to review, which is just you look back at what's working, what isn't working, and tweak it. So maybe writing after dinner for me wouldn't work, but maybe I should do it in the morning, like that kind of thing. Maybe you shouldn't work out in the morning because that F's you up. You should do it later on in the day. Or like for me, like I should not schedule interviews with clients in the middle of the day because...
Or anywhere until evening time, basically. Because every time you do an interview, you get like, way off the railroad track.
No more work today. I talked to another human. It's so sadly true, though.
COVID really helped us nail down Carrie's work style. It's called The Hobbit.
I have to be secluded.
The Hermit, I meant.
The Hermit Hobbit. No, it's both. Like, I want a hermit away, but also get lots of food.
Right.
So, yeah. But here, that's the point. It's basically just taking your goals. Yeah. It's all fancy talk. Where you take your goals, you figure out why you have that goal, and then you figure out the steps to how to get to that goal, and then you fucking... Oh.
Nice job, baby.
Sorry. You actually do those steps.
You do those steps.
My new goal is to not swear.
Why? You're just getting good at it.
I'm working so hard
on Don't it. Stop when you're just getting good at something. That's counterintuitive to the whole building of systems.
No.
Yes, it is.
I make books for children. I'm not
the Baby, you want to have this discussion about children's books again?
No.
Actually, some naughty children's books might sell pretty good in this day and age.
And I don't know. Something has to.
Like, all right. Not naughty, just bad language books.
Here, let's talk about dogs.
Dog tip for life. Here's a human tip. Don't have dogs.
And then no one listens to the podcast again. Because everybody loves doggies.
Here, let me... part of building systems is refinement. So let me refine that statement. If you're going to have dogs, get a rescue.
That's not like, a puppy.
That's like an adult, a young adult, and has the perfect description. Well-mannered, loves everybody, loves every other animal in the world.
Great on the leash.
Walks like a champ.
Calm.
Yep.
Loving.
And doesn't bark much.
Yeah, that's not what we did.
No, we did it once. By accident, probably.
With Sparty?
Yeah.
No, I picked Sparty specifically because I said he was a chill boy.
Yeah, he's chill.
He's so chill.
They didn't lie that time.
But, yeah, this time.
Well, you can't. It's hard to say if a puppy, a little baby puppy, is going to be chill or not.
I don't know. But we should have realized it because they were like, she's very shy.
She's very shy?
Yeah.
I think
that's code word for reactive and anxious.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In dogs.
It's all right.
Not in people.
We'll start giving her some anti-anxiety medicines. She'll be all right.
I'm going to have to take the anti-anxiety.
Some Thorazine.
No, we're not medicating our dog, but what we are doing is we're refining the systems by which she lives so that we can achieve a goal, which is, hey, let's stop this food aggression that just started last week.
Yeah.
And our second goal, hey, let's stop pulling on the leash.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so there we go. We're refining our systems.
We're going to build Sparty-type systems into our puppy.
And she'll be chill.
That's right.
Oh my God, I hope so.
Huh?
I hope so.
She will.
I'm really stressed about it.
Don't be stressed. You stress about everything.
I don't stress about
it. It's because you don't fart enough. That's why.
I don't even have a reply.
I know.
Wow.
Because it's the truth.
It's not the truth.
All right, baby, give us a shout out.
Hey, the music we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. Who's that artist and what's that song?
I don't know, man.
You do, you know?
I do. We've been saying it. It's Summer Spleef by Broke for Free.
And we have extra content all about living happy on the livinghappy.substack.com blog, and it's pretty awesome. And we also have a writing tips podcast called Write Better Now.
They're both awesome.
But our brand new
amazing creepy podcast is Dude No. It's like that. You gotta say it like that.
He does say it like that. It's true crime with an occasional foray into the paranormal and the macabre, and it's awesome. And finally, we have a podcast.
Loving the Strange.
Which we stream live.
On Carrie's Facebook and Twitter and YouTube on Fridays, but every other Friday.
Every other Friday now, because we're lazy.
So be sure to check her Facebook and Twitter for the dates when we are going to be podcasting live and making fools of ourselves.
Live.
We're going to do a Hot Wings challenge real soon.
Oh, dear God.
And that's always a good one.
Anyways, all my Twitter handles and Facebook handles and blah, blah, blah. It's either Carrie Jones Books or Carrie Jones Book. Carrie with a C-A-R-R-I-E. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share.
And be kind. Be kind to us old people.
Oh, yeah, we can't take much more.